I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. After 18 weeks of testimony, the case against the former executives of the Adelphia Cable Television Company is going to the jury. They'll deliberate next week. It's the first big corporate corruption case being decided since a jury deadlocked in the Tyco case. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, it's been a while since we reviewed all the big corporate malfeasance cases. Remind us what this one is about.
Well, this one involves the founder of Adelphia Communications, 79-year-old John Regas, and two of his sons, Tim and Michael. They were also executives at the company. The case, much like the Tyco case, is all about looting the company bank accounts. The Regas family is accused of using Adelphia funds to pay for lavish vacations, even buy themselves a golf course. The money allegedly came from loans that they took out from the company, worth almost $3 billion. Then they would buy Adelphia stock with that loan money. All kinds of unusual, shall we say, accounting going on. The actual charges in this case are securities fraud, bank fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy.
And how did the trial actually go?
Well, as you said, the prosecution and defense cases lasted a total of 18 weeks. That's about 6 weeks longer than what they predicted when it started. And the trial is wrapping up just about 2 years after the Regases were arrested and paraded in front of the TV cameras in that perp walk. There were 22 witnesses, some 1,000 courtroom exhibits. In the end, prosecutors argued that the Regases were basically running Adelphia as kind of their personal piggy bank and ATM machine, and that their greed and betrayal and lies were what sent the company ultimately into bankruptcy. The defense called the trial a farce worthy of an episode of Seinfeld. Their case rests on the jury believing that the Regases didn't know about the accounting regularities at the company, that John Regas was too old to mastermind this kind of complex fraud, and that, you know, hey, accountants and the board signed off on all this, so why should the family take the fall?
You mentioned bankruptcy. How is Adelphia doing these days?
Well, it is still in Chapter 11, and it's actually up for auction. The board put it up for sale in April. The company's worth about $19 billion. Some potential bidders include Time Warner and Comcast, but all the potential suitors are waiting for the company to release audited financial information. It hasn't done that yet, and nobody's going to bid before seeing those statements.
Right.
Earlier this year, there was some talk of trying to get out of bankruptcy by this time, by June. But it looks like any merger or takeover is going to have to take the company as is, in bankruptcy. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, ahead of Sunday elections, we're looking at how market forces are transforming Mongolia.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.